9 to noon radio production on your home for Minnesota Vikings football continues from Windy Mankato. Paul Allen, Mike Wapshaw, Vikings.com. Hey, can I get a witness from the congregation to some covenant claps, ladies and gentlemen? Terrence Newman, Minnesota Vikings cornerback, has joined us here on the exclusive perch. Terrence, Paul Allen.
How you doing, Paul?
Good to meet you in person. I'm the one on the radio a month and a half ago who didn't have the media guide in front of me and missed those two Pro Bowls that you made when I was trying to, like, be Mr. Media and ask an edgy question about the early stages of your career. So eyebrow to eyebrows, chin to chins, I'd like to apologize to you.
Apology accepted. I thought you were the really wealthy guy when I heard Paul Allen, and then we met, and you said, no, I'm not that wealthy guy. So.
Well, I work at a racetrack, and I had a bad weekend with pick fours. Can I get some of that Terrence Newman money?
I don't have a whole lot in cash.
Hey, training camp so far, pads yesterday. How's it going for you?
Not too bad. First day in pads. There were no fights or skirmishes, so that and all in all, it makes it a good day.
Harrison and Mike Wallace almost got into a little tiny one.
Nah, they were just telling each other how much they loved each other.
Was it friendly fire?
They were saying, hey, man, I love you. And Mike said, I love you back. So it wasn't as bad as it seemed.
We have such a loving team.
Terrence, when people focus on how you can be a coach on the field and you really know Coach Zimmer's scheme and we're bringing you here to help with the young guys and all that, is that slighting what you can still do physically to help the team, like what you can actually do from a playmaking perspective and in coverage? Do you feel that that's a slight?
Well, I guess if you're in the media and you try to analyze and dissect everything that's said, then, I mean, you guys might take it that way. But I know why I'm here. I'm here to compete, and I'm here to help the young guys. So, you know, I'm here to just play football. I don't worry about any of that.
Terrence, what do you think, not only at this stage of your career, but all of your career, what do you think you do really well? I mean, are you like a good runner, recovery speed good jam guy at the line, sound tackler, all of the above?
I don't know. I mean, I'll tackle. Yeah, I think as far as technique, that's always a work in progress, no matter who you are. So, you know, we're all trying to go out and get better, you know, off man, press man, whatever it be, you know, tackling. I don't think I'm terrible at all that, but, you know, I can definitely get better.
Terrence Newman, 13th year in the NFL, first with the Vikings from Kansas State. Wavi?
You were a first-round pick, trying to learn NFL defenses and playing in Mike Zimmer's defense. What are Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes going through right now as they try and learn the ropes of the NFL?
As far as the defense?
Yeah, and just trying to become a good player and have a long career like you've had.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to basically do what, you know, the coaches ask you. You know, you have to keep trying to polish on your technique and, you know, get better in those areas. And the more you can know about what other guys are doing, the better you can be. Because you know, points where you have help, where you won't have help, you know, where guys might actually help you, but they're not supposed to because they're in an area. Just overall knowledge of the game.
Terrence, at this stage of your career, what do you appreciate most? I mean, are there like any moments now when you get up, go out to these beautifully manicured fields on a gorgeous day where maybe you appreciate moments like this more than like, say, young or earlier in your career?
I think the biggest thing for me is just to be able to wake up, go to meetings. You know, you're with all these guys and, you know, you build a bond. You know, to come out here, you sweat, you bleed. You know, you have some sprains and strains and whatnot, and, you know, you see the other guys that are going through the same thing that you're going through. So, you know, everybody's fighting for a job. You know, that, to me, that's fun.
Who are some of the better receivers you remember covering in your career?
There's so many. I mean, I can't name a ton of receivers, but, you know, I've played against a lot of great receivers. This team has some really good receivers as well. You know, young guys, and it's been fun.
Do you miss your punt returning days? You had a punt return touchdown, didn't you?
Yeah, I had one of those back in the day.
I think against the Lions.
Detroit, yeah.
Wow.
You're good.
I have the media guide in front of me. I'm trying to make up for a month and a half ago.
Yeah, it was fun, you know. Getting the ball in your hands, that's always fun.
Yeah.
There's some great returners here, too. So, yeah, I'll be happy just to sit there and watch them do what they do.
What's a Coach Zimmer defense like to do?
Play well. Be smart.
Be unpredictable.
And, well, that's, I think every defense likes to do that. But I would say, you know, just be a tough football team and a smart football team. If you're tough and you're smart, I think everything else takes care of itself.
How do you develop toughness? Is it here at training camp? Like you said, you're out here blood, sweat, and tears with each other. It's one thing to talk tough, and Coach Zimmer wants a tough team. How do you get to be a tough team?
I think you're either tough or you're not. I mean, developing it, that's kind of tough to do, I think. You know, there are guys that are tough. There's guys that aren't tough, you know. I think anybody that's on a football team in the NFL is pretty tough.
Terrence, have you found that Coach Zimmer in the secondary is going to play his best players no matter what the positions are? For instance, a couple of years ago, you guys are on the way to the playoffs. We're not. We're there two games to go in the year. You guys win by a bunch of points. I think Leon Hall was out for the year at that stage. It was you and Kirkpatrick, but he had this safety rotation with Nelson, Crocker, and Iloka, where he would play those three safeties. Their safety's on the depth chart, but he played him a lot. You played the whole game. I've just never seen it. So I just left it thinking, wow. You know, he's not afraid to play anybody anywhere if he thinks that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what position it is, you know. He's going to play the guys that in situations that are better suited to play, you know. And that's one thing that's always been really cool is if you can play football, if you're good, you're smart, you're tough, you know what you're doing, he's going to find a way to get you on the football field.
Last couple for Terrence Newman. Wobby?
You saw Adrian play from afar. You've probably played against him a handful of times, maybe even. What are your impressions of Adrian when you look across the line of scrimmage and he's in the backfield, now you're practicing against him? What do you think of him?
Well, I don't even know if I've played against him, to be honest with you.
Really?
And you know, playing on Sundays, you don't get a chance to really look at him that much, but when you see him in person, you're like, whoa, you know, this guy was... This guy is sculpted, you know. He takes care of himself, and I heard something where he said he could probably play till 37, 38, something like that. He could probably play till he's 40.
What about you?
Only time will tell.
How old are you now?
I am 58 in bird years.
Well, you got to go to 65 then for Social Security.
I'm like 95 in dog years.
You're quite spry, and looks like you're off to a great start here. It's great to have you on the Minnesota Vikings. Nice to meet you face-to-face. Best of luck to you, okay?
I appreciate it.
See you, Terrence.
See you guys on the hoop court.
Yeah, all right, I'll be there.
Terrence Newman, cornerback for the Minnesota Vikings.